Hi again, I'm here, and this time, I'm going bite-sized. Wanna know why? Okay, just keep listening, you'll know. Welcome to the Japan Life, a substitute for the creator life where I talk about updates on my trip here in Japan. I'm Julian, the creator behind Utterly Random Techie, and I'm so grateful that you're listening to the show. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Creator Life podcast feed on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you're listening to podcasts. You can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars, please. Thank you. As it really helps the show a lot. So, I'm back after 2 weeks of not putting out a podcast, which is what I was supposed to do. Do it at least twice, bi-weekly. So, it's like twice a month or something. But, I thought of something yesterday. So, it's like, at the time of this recording, it's like, 6 in the morning, and not this isn't really usually the time I record podcasts. I usually record it either in the evening, or I've tried the morning one. I think it's episode 3 of the Creator Life where I had Isa on, and yeah, we had to do that in the morning because of scheduling and stuff. But basically, I'm back doing the Japan Life, but I'm doing it in the twist. So I'm gonna do short 10-15 minute episodes instead of doing the long form one. So I'm trying something new. Hope you guys will enjoy this short but sweet episode. And instead of doing this bi-weekly, it's like once every 2 weeks, I'm gonna do this for a week, I think. I'm gonna try this for a week, but I'm gonna do this every day. So by the time you see this, you see this on the feed. So it's the start of me doing this every day. So yeah, hope you still listen to this, cause yeah, it's actually on me for not doing any podcasts. But yeah, I feel that if I try to do my usual, then I would like burn out before I even get back to the Philippines. So I'll just try something short and sweet while I'm still here and I can still experiment stuff. So I'm here in the Japan Life, since this is still the Japan Life. I'm here to talk about the food choices that you get to experience here in Japan. So what I love about Japan is like you have a lot of choices of depending on where you are, of course. So if your location is somewhat far from the convenience store, which is usually not the case, or near like restaurants or drug stores. Yes, drug stores and convenience stores are actually way more convenient and very cheap. Let me just say, it's very amazing that the drugstores carry a lot of stuff. And they're actually, the drugstores are actually cheaper. So it's like drugstores, then supermarket, then convenience stores. Convenience stores are like, I get why they're more expensive here because they do a lot of things. They have ATMs there. You can throw your trash there and a lot of things. Yeah. So food choices. Usually what you can buy in convenience stores and drug stores and supermarkets, you can buy like a pack bento. So it's like, it's usually with like rice and then like some sides and then the main dish. And seriously, the bento, just bento itself, if you buy a bento in a convenience store or a drug store, wow, it makes a whole lot of difference. like you can be more flexible with what you eat there. And good thing with food here in Japan, most of it has calorie labels, so you know how much calories that gets in your body when you eat like a certain kind of food. I mean, not all, I don't think all of them have that label, but most of them do here. Even the bento you buy has calorie labels, which is really cool. Also, in here in Japan, you get a lot of variety. So I'm gonna list the names of the food that I have tried here in Japan in no particular order. So I've tried ramen, takoyaki, sushi? Yeah, sushi. That's right. Yakitori. Well, that's a lot of food. I couldn't remember the others. I tried shomai here, which is, I don't know why my colleague from work thought it was a bad idea, but it's fine. It's not anything special, but it's fine. Don't worry about that. What else? Wow, I really have to think about a lot harder on this one. Since I'm actually doing this on the fly, yep. Yeah, I might have to do a part 2 on this one. But basically, yeah, there's a lot of food here. You can even have curry, you have gyudon, katsudon. You can even have the katsu separated. So it's like there are two types of ways, especially if it's a katsudon. So it's like you can serve it like as katsudon, or you do it separately and then have like rice and then a side. So that's your option if you're like a katsu person. Or, gyudon is actually very good here. Like, that's like if you go to stores, like there are like somewhat fast, they're treated in Japan like fast food. So like Matsuya, Sukiya, and Yoshinoya, they're all really good. I like Sukiya the least, but maybe that's because I ate there way too often in near my workplace. I actually moved offices this month, so I have a different scenery and there's still a Sukiya in front, which is why I totally avoid Sukiya in the first place. And yeah, so out of the three, Matsuya, Sukiya, and Yoshinoya, I actually like Matsuya a lot. They actually have free soup on every order you have, so even if you just order a gyudon, you get free miso soup. And miso soup, I don't know why miso soup gets a bad rap from people, especially when you eat Japanese there in the Philippines. But miso soup here is not that bad. It's not really a bad thing. It's like when you eat there, it's like very good, actually. I actually like miso soup and appreciate it for what it is. So, yeah, basically, those are the food choices I've experienced. Of course, there's the usual foreign brands. I've eaten McDonald's here, and to anyone who's asking me whether that Flavors of Japan thing going on in the Philippines, if it's here, no, it's not here. It's just in the Philippines, guys. What I ate here in the Philippines when it comes to McDonald's is like the usual. Although their serving is quite big, but yeah, the price matches it actually. Like, you get double cheeseburger or Big Mac. Big Mac's actually like not that far off. So like a typical Japanese person has money. Well, yeah, usually. So typical person there can buy pretty much most of the menu on McDonald's, which is nuts. Considering what we have in McDonald's in the Philippines is like cheeseburger or whatnot. So yeah. Sorry if I'm like fading in, fading out, because like I have to get into the groove again of podcasting. It's been a while since I've done one. So yeah, basically lot of food choices. You can even live in Japan without trying any restaurant or like any traditional Japanese style dining, because it's usually like a communal experience. You rarely do it alone here, especially when it's on Wednesdays and Fridays where there will be alcoholic drinks involved. So yeah, watch out for that. yeah, so basically that's it for this one. I might do the next one in the same time, I'm not sure, but yeah. So this has been the Japan Life bite size, since I'm trying something out, doing one every day for 1 week and see if it works for me or not. Probably won't work with the main episodes of the Creator Life when I get back, but yeah, I'm trying daily for this week. So let me know in the comments, what you think about doing this format. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it lacking? It's maybe just me being bumbling and making words seem weird or something. But yeah, that's basically it. So thank you for listening to this bite-sized Japan Life. I'll be doing this until I get back. I'll be doing these bite-sized episodes. Hope you enjoyed listening to me talk about food, basically. So you can check out my tech blog at utterlyrandomtechie.com. I'm actually more consistent here. I noticed that thing about me. So yeah. You can check out my coffee blog, which I'll be putting up back when... I'll be putting the coffee blog back up when I get back to Cebu, of course. Since, yeah, it really doesn't make sense for me to do the coffee blog here, even though I've been sharing photos on Instagram mainly. But yeah, not so much the blog. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at @utterlyrandomtechie and @coffeesugbo respectively for both the platforms. And you can follow me on Twitter at @urtechie, that's URTECHIE, and @coffeesugbo. I have YouTube.com/utterlyrandomtechie. I might do a video, who knows. So thank you so much for listening. Until the next one, which is also bite-sized. Hope to hear from you guys. And until the next one, enjoy your tech. Bye!